KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The legal battle escalates over the Trump administration's deportation flights. The judge in the case now demanding more information about two flights over the weekend.
The Justice Department's appealing a decision by a federal judge to block the Trump administration from deporting suspected Venezuelan gang members under the Alien Enemies Act, which means they can be deported without a hearing. The administration's lawyers say this is within the president's authority to protect the nation. They also maintain that the judge is not entitled to learn more about the men deported.
ABC's Brian Clark. President Trump Thursday expected to order the dismantling of the Department of Education. Mr. Trump had his first call Wednesday with Ukrainian President Zelensky since the Oval Office tiff last month. Zelensky agreed to a limited ceasefire between Kyiv and Moscow. With the Gaza ceasefire shattered, Israel says it will continue attacks until Hamas releases the remaining hostages. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles say a big figure in hip-hop and community activism has actually been leading a gang criminal enterprise.
Eugene Henley Jr. has been called the godfather of rap, known in South L.A. as Big U. But federal prosecutors allege he murdered a rising rap star who he had a disagreement with and dumped the body off a highway in Las Vegas. He's also accused of robbery, kidnapping, racketeering, extortion, human trafficking, and fraud. Henley Jr. allegedly defrauded victims, including large companies and NBA stars who gave him money for community betterment. Henley Jr. is on the run right now and considered a fugitive. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
After a week-long pause, Hawaii's most active volcano is spewing lava once again. Kilauea has been erupting on and off since December 23rd, and this is the sixth eruption since 2020. And a brush fire in the Florida Keys closing the overseas highway, snarling traffic for hours for those trying to enter or leave the island chain for a time today. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tournament time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory rolls on through the overnight, as we'll see total accumulations of around 3 to 7 inches in the listening area. Snow heavy at times, north winds blustery, lows in the middle 20s. Snow will end Thursday morning. It's 33 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. The chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, joins us to talk about the April 1st election and more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Congressman Mark Pocan, representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin, current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. Pocan.house.gov, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov is his website, Pocan.house.gov, also on Blue Sky. And Congressman, welcome back. I'm curious your thoughts on how the world has proceeded in the last 2 weeks since we last spoke.
I can't even think of all the things that have happened, Tom, because
that's wild.
The pace of what's going on. But I think what hasn't changed is the Republicans are all about trying to make sure they get a tax cut for the wealthiest. They're going to do everything they can to get that done. And that's going to be the cuts that they're proposing, $1.5 trillion. They're going to go after things like Medicaid, food assistance, education funding, subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. So that's something that could happen as early as the first full week in April. So I think this is all, all alarm on this one to get people ready to make sure they're contacting their members of Congress. We're concerned about Social Security. Clearly, the president during the State of the Union mentioning it as long as he did and repeating lies as often as he did, along with Elon Musk calling it a Ponzi scheme, along with the firing of employees. Is of concern, and we all should be watching that very closely. And then just everything with Elon Musk, fortunately, we're winning a lot of court battles lately. I think I was told today we've had 47 or 46 wins on court battles already, and that's good. But that's why it's about, litigation right now. What we can't do congressionally, we can do legally. And in many cases, these are Trump-appointed judges ruling against Trump because what he did was a violation of the law. So lots going on, but we're getting around not just our district, but there's a trend to get to Republican districts and try to hold members accountable who won't listen to their constituents.
Yeah, all hail to you, all praise to Congressman Pocan. I mean, it seems to me like I don't know how many years you've been on this program every Wednesday or every other Wednesday. It's been about a decade, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, and I remember, a decade ago or, back when we first started, you talking about going into Republican districts and doing town halls. You really pioneered this, and I'm glad to see you getting the credit for it. I saw you on CNN or MSNBC the other day, and they mentioned that. It's just a fine thing the Democrats are doing. I think it's a great strategy, and I'm just astonished that we don't have 150 or 200 Democrats doing this in red districts rather than just, 6 or 8.
More and more are. So that's the good news. I think, the two responsibilities at the most basic level of a member of Congress is to represent your constituents in Washington, which means you got to talk to them to make sure you're sharing their values, and then to explain Washington back home, which is often, especially these days, the tougher part. But you can't do it if you don't talk to the people in your district. And, Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin's 3rd District is a great example. I've done them adjoining his district yesterday. Last night, I was in his district in Viroqua, Wisconsin. And you know, he's saying he won't do them because George Soros is funding all these agitators. Well, at the very beginning of it, this is local people put it together and invited me. But, you know, they asked, anyone here funded by George Soros? And everyone's laughing. And they have over 300 people show up in a town of 4,500. They would like to be heard by their member of Congress, but he's, you know, hiding in his basement because he's ashamed of what they're doing. You know, common sense. Wisconsin is very practical. If you really are doing something that good, you'd get on the rooftop and scream about it. And the fact that you're hiding from your constituents says everything. So taking the fight to them is what we need to do.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well said. All right, let's pick up some phone calls here. Sure. Assuming there's nothing else you wanted to preface the show with. Okay. Alexis in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on KTRC. You are on the air with Congressman Mark Pocan.
Hi, thank you for having me. My question revolves around voters moving to Trump. So I've seen the polling numbers displaying a huge move by Black and Hispanic voters to Trump. And, you know, the rhetoric used by Tom earlier, mocking diplomacy, saying Trump and Putin were on a two-hour phone sex discussion, is basically saying you guys don't take peace seriously. So why should a Hispanic woman like myself vote other than Republican? I don't see you guys saying anything about the Teslas being set on fire. You just said, Congressman, with all due respect, that we need to take the fight to them. I thought you cared about environment. And you don't even thank Elon for bringing the astronauts home. What are your plans for attracting voters like myself, Hispanic, specifically in your minority populations? It's not appealing to us.
Yeah, no, and clearly you don't care what Donald Trump does to you by, you know, the recognition of what you're saying, that you're okay with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's been awful to everyone that's basically not a white male in this country. I mean, largely, he's running on racist policies. What I can tell you is why we didn't do well in November with some populations that you just mentioned is because the number one issue was the economy. Over 50% of the people said that was the reason they voted. And in a dozen other countries across the globe, whoever was in power got thrown out because of global inflation coming out of COVID, which, by the way, Donald Trump screwed up immensely. And that's part of why we had as problem as deep as we had in the United States. So, you know, I get it. If people are paying too much for gas and groceries and housing, you know, that's their number one priority. People think about themselves first and foremost. But right now, Donald Trump is screwing it up immensely, you know, between eggs and tariffs. I mean, the tariffs alone, indiscriminately, putting tariffs on everything. I'm for targeted tariffs, Tom. It can be used well, especially on when they're dumping cheap steel and things like that that can affect an entire industry. But when it comes to the way Donald Trump's acting, I guarantee we're going to have more increased costs because of Donald Trump. He'll blame Joe Biden somehow. But, you know, we need people to be honest about it. I don't think the caller, Tom, was particularly being honest, but I'm glad to share why we lost certain voters, but why we certainly should be right now having Trump lose voters, because he's not doing anything to address the economy while he's doing a lot of devastation to the country.
Sylvia in Blountville, Tennessee, or is it, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Oh, good afternoon. I think Senator Schumer did the right thing. He said that a Republican senator told one of the Democratic senators that the Republican plan was to get the Democrats to close down the government, and then the White House would have the decision as to whether it opened or not, and the White House would not open the government for at least 6 months. They could declare what was essential and what was not, and they would do away with SNAP, with Medicare, with Medicaid, Social Security. They could do what they wanted. Elon Musk could continue stealing all the information, and there would be no way to stop.
And so, Sylvia, what's your question for Congressman Pocan? Or did you just want to make that point?
What does he think?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, Sylvia, you know, what I think is, you know, we have bad choices and worse choices because elections have consequences. And what the problem, I think, on that bill was, and I think you could make a strong argument with what Chuck Schumer said, but I think the stronger argument is what most Democrats said, which is if you pass a CR, you don't have congressional direction on spending. And since they're not already accepting Article 1 of the Constitution, powers of Congress, especially around spending, they could go and get rid of more programs if you have a CR without congressional directive. And that would actually go against some of the legal arguments we've been making. So that was our argument. Chuck Schumer's argument, I think, was more along if people are furloughed or you know, essentially called non-essential under a shutdown for over 30 days, it's easier to fire them. Also, a valid argument, but, you know, they're already firing people anyway. So we really have bad choices and worse choices. I'm keeping my fire on Donald Trump and Elon Musk because they're the ones who are doing the damage.
There you go. 15 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin and the U.S. House of Representatives, taking your call. Calls for the hour. It's our Middays with Mark, regular national town hall meeting with Congressman Mark Pocan. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan in just a minute.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And I think so. We, the people, should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look, at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Here, Jessica in Chicago. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
And thank you, Congressman Pocan, for speaking out all the time with all the town halls. And I've seen you on a couple shows. You've been wonderful.
Well, thank
and
you.
And I am worried about, I know that the case, the judge is extending the case, but is there any hope for the innocent Venezuelans imprisoned in El Salvador? The families have already identified a son or a husband that is innocent and a teenager, and they committed no crimes, and that they never got due process. But if the judge wants them sent back, I'm just hoping that that would actually happen. And then my second question, maybe Venezuela can step in. I'm so sad for the innocent people in that awful prison.
Yeah, I think this, Jessica, is where we're going to really need those legal cases again to be fighting back the hardest. I mean, we can't do things congressionally due to votes. Elections have consequences in many, many cases. But the lawsuits are working, and the lawsuits are what we have to try to stop things. And ultimately, if they've done something improper to someone, I assume they would have legal recourse back. And I assume, you know, the one job creation area right now is for lawyers under the Trump administration because of all these lawsuits. But there's no question. I mean, Donald Trump is not trying to rule in any rational way. I mean, I think a lot of what he does is chaotic with some intention to give us a lot of shiny objects to look at. Just remember, the holy grail for Donald Trump and Elon Musk is the tax cuts. And that's going to happen likely the first full week of April. I think they're shooting for it right now. We have to be more active than ever in reaching out and letting people know. And Tom, I'm getting record calls. You know, I remember the first time I told you I had a record call earlier this year, 300 calls to our local office. Now we're averaging closer to 500 a day. Wow. Because people are reaching out. We've never had anything like this between both offices, about 500 calls. And because of that, I know that's happening in other people's districts. So people are very engaged. I think, you know, the first real test might be this Supreme Court race we have in Wisconsin on April 1st. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk has put $12 million on behalf of the conservative candidate. And if we can beat Elon Musk on April 1st in Wisconsin because people are upset and they get out to vote and we have more voters than usual, I think that sends a big national message, and we're really working to do that here in my home state.
There you go. Jim in Henderson, Kentucky, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Hartman. Congressman, I believe you've likely addressed what I was going to ask, and that was just simply, you know, what I know that elections have consequences, but what specifically, if anything, can Congress do to help reassure the federal judiciary that, you know, hey, they're going to be able to do their jobs and do so without concern? Because what I envision in the coming months and maybe weeks and possibly years is that there will be, you know, singling out of individual judges, and then, of course, making them out into the public, you know, square out to be biased or whatever the case may be. So what can you guys do possibly to ensure that that doesn't become, you know, the case, especially with the legislative branch pretty much abdicating all the responsibilities to the executive branch? The judiciary is literally like the old sheriff out in the old West. They are by themselves.
Yeah, and Trump might intimidate these judges enough that they resign, and then he gets to replace them with his toadies.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, the nutty MAGA movement in Congress is going after judges right now. But I think if I read it right, it takes a two-thirds vote to get rid of some of these federal judges. So it's not going to be possible, right? So they're kind of in their MAGA Kool-Aid drinking fervor. But, you know, that's where we're winning right now is in courts. And even judges that are appointed by Donald Trump, even the Supreme Court, we had a couple of the conservative majority vote with us on some decisions. Because at the end of the day, the law is the law. And if people are willing to have any kind of spinal fortitude, we can win on these things. So that is still our best avenue. You know, they're going to need minimum of three votes in Congress, possibly, unfortunately, due to the deaths of two members from Houston and from Arizona. We are down to more people, so they might have a little more wiggle room once those two members are in, or three members are in April, assuming we don't win any of the special elections. So it's still going to be very tight by a handful, one way or the other. But we just don't have the majority right now. And we have to, that means we have to get it 3 to 5 Republicans to do the right thing nationally. And I think by doing town halls in their district, by forcing Republicans to have to speak to people, people are not with them right now. That is our single best way to try to get those votes legislatively. Short of that, it's the judicial process that we have.
Congressman, I just have 45 seconds here, not enough time to get another caller on before we hit a hard break. The last caller asked if there's anything Congress can do to backstop the judges, and I didn't hear a specific answer to that. I'm guessing the answer is there's nothing really, but thoughts?
Yeah, I don't believe so. I mean, because, again, we don't have the majority, right? I mean, there's a little process we would have would be a discharge petition, but you'd have to have Republicans sign it. So the only one where there is an active discharge petition right now in the House about if a member of Congress has a child during gives birth, that they can vote proxy. And I think there's Republican that have joined Democrats. Every Democrat, I believe, signed it. And we might be able to get a vote on that. But discharge petitions are few and far between. And anything that's substantive policy, I doubt Donald Trump will allow them to do that.
Mike Johnson is opposing that?
Yes, he is. But we have enough Republicans joining all Democrats.
That's because you've got one Democrat who has a four-month-old baby, right?
Exactly. She just had a baby, and she's come twice now to vote during
with her baby. I saw the clip. Amazing. Congressman Mark Pocan with us. It's Middays with Mark, our hour-long town hall meeting, the second hour of our program today, live with Congressman Mark Pocan. We'll be back with more of your calls for him on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Pocan.house.gov is both his website and also his handle over on Blue Sky. Check it out.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The legal battle escalates over the Trump administration's deportation flights. The judge in the case now demanding more information about two flights over the weekend.
The Justice Department's appealing a decision by a federal judge to block the Trump administration from deporting suspected Venezuelan gang members under the Alien Enemies Act, which means they can be deported without a hearing. The administration's lawyers say this is within the president's authority to protect the nation. They also maintain that the judge is not entitled to learn more about the men deported.
ABC's Brian Clark. President Trump, Thursday, expected to order the dismantling of the Department of Education. Mr. Trump had his first call Wednesday with Ukrainian President Zelensky since the Oval Office tiff last month. Zelensky agreed to a limited ceasefire between Kyiv and Moscow. With the Gaza ceasefire shattered, Israel says it will continue attacks until Hamas releases the remaining hostages. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tournament time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory rolls on through the overnight, as we'll see total accumulations of around 3 to 7 inches in the listening area. Snow heavy at times, north winds blustery, lows in the middle 20s. Snow will end Thursday morning. It's 33 at our studios.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Trump's Agriculture Department continues to axe food programs to the tune of over $1 billion and counting. Plus, Nancy Pelosi says, don't give away anything for nothing. What did Chuck Schumer get us? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Most trusted tax resources updated daily to keep up with changes in taxes. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or just text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay is the generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, you can save by texting my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511 today, or going to BlueJay.com/start now. Text fees may apply.
While fortunes vanish, jobs are gone, the banks foreclose, but the morbidly rich just strike a pose. They pour. They clink their glass. They buy up stocks while you collapse. A crisis means it's time to play another fire sale today. Stock market meltdown. It's happy hour.
35 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Ray in Costa Mesa, California. You are Costa Mesa. You are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today? My comment is I've been hearing, receiving emails and text messages regarding flipping 3 seats in the House due to special elections. Is this true? And if so, why aren't we hearing anything about it? And additionally, we should be calling January 6th rioters, traitors, not rioters. And Elon Musk, when we refer to him as the most richest man in the world, we should also footnote that with the United States has given him a large majority of his money. And
Congressman?
Yeah, no, I agree. In fact, I liked in during the break the discussion of morbidly rich as the term, Tom. Mm-hmm. I like using that. I think that's a smart way of describing it. There are 3 special elections. They are Republican-leaning districts, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily Republican districts. In fact, I think Josh Weil down in Florida is running in the Matt Gaetz seat, and the guy he's running against, fine, is about as MAGA as you can get. In fact, he might be off the edge of MAGA into the next realm. So there are some elections out there, and I know he's raised about $10 million in his congressional race in the special election. So there are some elections to watch. I just think the biggest message we're going to have nationally is the Supreme Court election in Wisconsin, where Elon Musk himself has put in $12 million. Susan Crawford is the person who's running as a judge, a fair jurist, running for the court. Brian Schimmel, the Republican former attorney general who we unelected, we fired, is the candidate by the conservatives that Musk has put his money behind. So, you know, if people in Wisconsin really want to send a national message, they can do so. And I think from my town halls, Tom, which, you know, I've done quite a bit of lately, people are ready to send that message. And I'm hoping that'll be something that Republicans in Congress will look at and maybe realize that next fall could be consequential if they don't do something different.
Ed in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, hello, Congressman. Listen, Congressman, I have a ton of respect for you, but talking about tax cuts as the most important thing right now is just infuriating. Our democracy is under attack by a Russian asset. Everything Trump is doing is for the benefit of Putin. Everything. And as important as tax legislation is, we lose our democracy. Losing our democracy dwarfs that. So my question is, in the Democratic Party, is there any talk at all about stepping up political theater to the nth degree? I'm talking about having something happen on a daily basis to try to break through to the corporate news, and including PBS on that, as to the danger that our democracy is in right now. I could run down the litany of things that Trump has done that benefit Putin, but I won't. You should be well aware of them. And again, I don't get it. It's as if in World War II we just said, well, you know, Pearl Harbor is, you know, that happened, but we have to worry about taking care of these oil contracts. We are under attack right now. Daily we're losing stuff. Are you guys talking about that at all?
Yeah, it's being talked about all the time. I see it. However, Ed, we also talked about it in November, and we saw how that worked, right? We absolutely can talk about what Donald Trump is doing, but everything Donald Trump has done since he's been in office is to benefit Donald Trump and his family and people who can belong to Mar-a-Lago. And Elon Musk is the newest BFF who's put $277 million behind him and Republicans, and now is talking about putting another $100 million. But this is all about tax breaks. Make no mistake. And the last time Trump was president, his lowest point in his presidency is when he pushed his tax cuts. He was down to 35% approval. And it's going to happen in a couple weeks. So we can focus on hopefully multiple things, and we can talk about the border, and we can talk about other issues. But their holy grail is this tax cut. And in order to get it, they're talking about cutting Medicaid, food assistance, 45% of the funding to education, and taking away subsidies for the Health Care Act. And I am an economic progressive populist first and foremost. And if people can't live and don't have health insurance, then that's our greatest risk. I'm an FDR progressive, and I am going to keep that focus. But I guarantee just the opposite is true of Donald Trump. So we have to keep focused on the tax cuts and what they're trying to do to make sure Elon Musk can get even richer. And if we don't, then we do exactly in some ways what he wants. He puts out a lot of shiny objects, and he wants us to go for them all so we don't focus. I'm going to focus on what I know is his top priority, and that's making Donald Trump and Elon Musk richer, and that's through tax cuts.
Joe in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, hi. Thank you both for the good work that you do. I just have a big concern regarding the CR that just got passed by a minority of Democratic senators, and that I don't understand the logic here, that if you are a legislator, obviously you represent everybody, but if you're elected as a Democrat, the people that elected you are the Democratic voters, the Democratic volunteers, and the Democratic donors. When you have an issue like this, and the vast majority of your Democratic base asks you to vote one way, and then you vote the other way, I don't understand how you'd expect to be any, you know, a fundamental return from that. And that suggests that your base doesn't understand the consequences of a government shutdown after 15 years of going through this every 3 months is condescending.
I've heard Chuck Schumer's arguments, and I know people agree. I mean, every Democrat but one in the House and every Democrat in the Senate but 10 on the closure vote, which was a significant vote, disagreed with Chuck Schumer, right? But it's a call that's probably 75-25, right? I mean, we had bad and worse choices. The bad choice that I supported was making sure we didn't have a CR moving forward without any congressional directive on spending, because we think Elon Musk will use it in legal battles to keep cutting, and they'll be able to say there was no congressional directive. And that it is Article 1 of the Constitution says it's Congress's ability to do this, especially the power of the purse. Chuck Schumer was saying he thinks if they have a shutdown that they will leave it so that after 30 days, it's easier to fire an employee. And we know they've been going around firing people right and left in agencies. I just think the funding issue was stronger than the issue he was concerned about. And at the end of the day, it might have been more style than substance. People wanted Democrats to fight, and Chuck Schumer didn't show the fight. And, you know, I think it really was stylistic more than substance, because we had bad and worse choices because elections have consequences. But fighting for the people were what people really wanted. And I think that's what Chuck Schumer misread.
Jim in Memphis, Tennessee, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I am very worried about student loan debt. I was in the SAVE repayment plan, which Republicans just killed. I had $143,000 which it's a long story, but I went, it goes back to 1983, my student loan debt.
Whoa.
And so I was in the, you know, we've had, there are, it's so confusing because there have been several different income-based repayment plans and income-dependent repayment plans, and then the SAVE plan. I was in the IDR before it. Well, anyway, I went on the website before Elon Musk took over the Department of Education, and according to the SAVE plan that I was on, thanks to Biden, I was one payment away from having the rest of my loans forgiven. What all these, I think Tom, I'm not sure Tom knows this, but in these income-based repayment plans, which base the payments on your income, your remaining debt is supposed to be forgiven after 20 or 25 years, depending on your plan. Well, I started like 1990s paying on mine, and I had rough, you know, I was not able to finish
my
PhD.
We're
going
to run out of time here in just a second. I need you to get right to your question, please.
Well, my question is, what is going to happen to those of us on the SAVE plan that we're near getting our student loans wiped out now that it's dead and the Department of Education may be dismantled? What's going to happen to us, and is there any way to get our loans forgiven with Republicans wanting to kill it up completely?
Thank you. Now, Jim, I could be wrong on this, but I believe you know they still need legislation to officially kill it. This is, I think, one of the things, again, that may be being challenged right now. And they were going to put it up, and they keep telling us they're going to put it up for a vote. And I don't think they have the votes yet to do that, so they haven't. And I just got an update today that, again, it's on the agenda for the next 3 weeks. It could happen, but that happened, I think, the last two periods as well. So let's find out first if there is some a lawsuit right now on what the Trump administration has done. But the legislation, I know they're still trying to do, and right now they can't put it on the floor. So that's a good thing. But contact your member of Congress and Senate, please, about this.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus representing Wisconsin's 2nd District, is with us for the hour. It's our Middays with Mark, second hour here in the Tom Hartman program. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pocan.house.gov, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov is his website. It's also his Bluetooth, Blue Sky handle. Excuse me. We'll be right back.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup, etc. Because the Native Path recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable. It mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I can put it in our morning coffee. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk to a real human being with questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. Getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. Bring back your rights. The revolution's here. We're knocking on the door. Welcome to Bernie's anti.
Past
the hour. Mark Pukan is the guy who arguably started the Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour. Nikki in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pukan.
Hi, guys. I had a question. I have started to try to save my mental health by trying to not read so much about what Trump is doing and instead read about what the counter group is doing, and it seems to help a little bit. I remember reading about a group of state attorneys that had gotten together like a year ago and were starting to already plan for what Trump was going to do, but I can't find anything current. And I was wondering if you knew anything about this group of, I believe it was Democratic state attorneys, who are gearing up and have been for a year to fight Trump.
I don't know where you'd look for something, but I know Keith Ellison has been instrumental in helping organize some of the Democratic attorney generals to do just this. And you're exactly right. We've met with some of them in Washington, D.C. They're doing the fight that we need across the country because litigation and communication are our best tools right now in fighting back. I did just 3 hours ago on my official Twitter put a link to the litigation response task force that the House Democrats have. And you might want to follow that because Jamie Raskin, who, you know, is a constitutional law professor and one of the smartest people I know, is really tracking a lot of the lawsuits right now. And he's the one who told us just this morning that I think we've won 46 already of the 100 and whatever cases that are out there, which was a really big number. And we're winning it with Republican appointed judges as well. So follow and support those attorney generals who are doing the work, but also check out that Democratic task force because we're sharing a lot of that information.
Jeff in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We just have a minute and a half left. Jeff, you got a quick one here?
Yeah, just a real point I want to make.
On the right,
Trump,
George, I-279.
I assume is not really president of the United States. He's a thug. He's a bully. He's the bully on the schoolyard. There's nothing you could do with him. He's going to do whatever he wants. So my question to Representative Pocan is, why doesn't the United States military, generals, and people who have a lot of sway still, maybe they're in the government, maybe they're out of it or retired, I think they should put together a thing to extract Trump out of Mar-a-Lago, put him in chains, make him do a perp walk, and send him to Guantanamo because he's the biggest.
You got it, Jeff. Congressman, your thoughts?
Yeah, I hear you, Jeff. I don't know where to go with this exactly, other than to say I think in general they follow the rule of law, even if Donald Trump doesn't. But I do agree with what you're saying. I think Elon Musk may be more powerful than the president right now. He's been given this authority by the president to do some of the dirty work so that Republicans don't have to actually vote and do some of these things. But the fact that he's so corrupt that he's getting federal contracts and getting more and more, $8 million a day, Tom, is what he makes in federal contracts. And I think the average person of Social Security makes, what, $68 a day or something like that? This is corruption. And I do think that Elon Musk is more powerful than Donald Trump in many ways.
I assume, though, that you're not suggesting that Donald Trump should be put in chains and shipped off to Guantanamo.
No, that's why I said I think, you know, the rule of law is going to be followed by the military now. But look, you know, TBD in some ways, if he continues to defy court orders and ultimately he refuses to follow the courts, we will have to deal with that. And that's to be determined.
Last 15 seconds here. Thoughts on the coming weeks?
You know, I'll tell you, this week still, almost every member of the House is at home. So if they're anywhere public, make that public appearance at town hall if your member's not doing a town hall, right? That's the first thing to remember. Second, in the next floor period, likely they will try to vote on this reconciliation bill that's going to pass the tax cuts. So be really vigilant.
You got it. Congressman Mark Pocan, thank you so much, Congressman.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, as always.
Always great having you with us. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls on the other side of the break. We're hitting the top of the hour. It's 57 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little time off, but not to worry. We've got a special Women's History Month episode for you. I talk with some of my fabulous female colleagues here at Civic Media. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, and there's no better way to celebrate spring than with the maple syrup season. And you can do that at the Bubbles Nature Preserve for Maple Syrup Saturday. Help yourself to a pancake breakfast made by the staff and volunteers and take your support for the preserve to the next level. Adopt a bucket. Each family who adopts a bucket will join the preserve to tap your own maple tree and hang your bucket to collect throughout the entire season. So go to WGBW.FM, click events to learn more.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hours now before a deadline from a federal judge for the Trump Justice Department to answer questions about who was on board deportation flights. ABC News correspondent Devin Dwyer expects the case to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court.
What the president is saying here to this judge, we don't even need to talk to you. The whole constitutional system we have is for the courts to provide some sort of a check on the Congress, some sort of a check on the power of the president.
President Trump expected to sign an executive order Thursday to direct Cabinet Secretary Linda McMahon to take all steps permitted by law to dissolve the Department of Education. Israel said Wednesday its troops retook part of a corridor that bisects Gaza, and its defense minister warned that attacks would intensify until Hamas frees dozens of hostages and gives up control of the territory. And leaflets dropped overnight in Gaza telling civilians, quote, the world will not change if all the people in Gaza vanish. This is ABC News. The college